You're listening to Simon and Ollie on The Voice, local radio for North Devon. I think I'll just switch myself off.
Yeah, you do that, Marvin. See if we care. So, the second book, book two in the series, what's it going to be called?
It's called Dragon Child. Okay. And over the summer, I finished the final edit. And then this past weekend, I guess that's just a couple days ago, and so now we've sent out a few beta copies to very special beta readers, make sure everything's in order. And we're going to get a couple of prints soon. So that's well on its way to completion, and we're very excited about it.
What's the process for you at Penworks with printing? Is it all done by the same? Do you have a particular printer that you send stuff to? Or
yeah, we do. We use the same printer, who are called Clays, and they're actually based. They have a place in London and a place in St. Ives. But the guy I work closely with, he's based in Biddeford, and he's the one who works with me on formatting it for Amazon, typesetting it for the actual print run itself, and so. It was nice. We spent the night at his house on Saturday. We were just going through the final checks, because for anyone who's not yet gone through the process of having to print a book, there are so many decisions.
Oh, aren't they just?
It's crazy. And it's lovely to have good people you get on with who are competent at what they do helping you, because otherwise it would be such
an interminable
uphill
process.
I would honestly sincerely recommend to anyone who's thinking of self-publishing and thinking, oh, I'd like to get a print run done, don't do it on your own.
Go to
somebody like Penworks Media, like Blue Poppy Publishing, like there's another one in Cornwall, I can't remember the name, it's gone out of my head. It was in my head a minute ago, but you know what happens. But one of these like, you know, small publishers where someone's already self-published and they're kind of expanded and gone wide and got other authors, because you get so many things that you never even thought, things you didn't know you didn't know.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you?
There are. It's so easy to get it wrong. Yeah. And when you get it wrong, it glares.
Yeah.
And then you don't want to put people off. You want people to be immersed in the story. You don't want them to be thinking, oh, why have they done that?
Right.
And, you know, like, that's just taking them out of the story.
A typo every now and then, it's like enough to pop you out of the, you know, the world. And just having something that the final product looks really nice and really polished. Yeah. So, you know, just support indie artists. Support people like Mike who do the typesetting, and support your artist friends who can do graphic design for your covers, and just like make like a really nice cover can make all the difference.
Oh gosh,
yes. As I'm sure you know, yeah.
Yeah, do you know the worst thing is I spent hundreds and hundreds of pounds on my covers, and I know they're terrible, but they look great. No, they look great, but they don't tell you what the book is like.
But they do look great.
They're actually quite misleading covers.
This happens a lot.
It looks like an Enid Blyton book, my first one, and it's much more intense.
But I
intense.
Love the artwork.
But it's great. I love it. Yeah.
That's all
but
that
matters. I wouldn't recommend anyone does what I did. That's a lesson I learned. And the worst of it is I've now got to carry on. The rest of the series have to be in that same style.
Yeah.
I can't change it. I'll have to wait until, you know, someone Bloomsbury pick it up.
They'll go,
we'll design you new covers. And I go, thank you. The most important thing that we haven't done yet is mention your website and how people can, because your new book doesn't come out until next summer.
Next summer, yeah.
So people who have got Dragon Speaker or are going to go out and buy Dragon Speaker today,
right,
on Amazon or in the bookshop tomorrow
Archangel on
tomorrow
Street.
On Bear Street, or order it from Walter Henry's or Tor Books or Ilfracombe Bookshop or Waterstones or W.H. Smith's, who can all order it for you.
Or
no
the Penworks Media World.
And a shout out as well to Soul Books.
Sorry, thank you, because I did miss them. But also, if people want to know when they can get the next book, is there a mailing list they can sign up to?
There is, actually. And if you go to the Penworks Media website, there is a banner you can click at the top of the page, which says, get my free ebook if you sign up for the mailing list. And they can download my little novella, The Champion Squire, which is... it's set in the world of Elentria, but it's not really tied into the Shadow War Saga series. But people can get that as for free as soon as they sign up for the mailing list. And then they can be kept up to date on what we're doing, because we do actually have a number of really cool events coming up soon within the next few months.
We have things happening in London, New York, San Francisco in the coming months. So even if people aren't going to be around Devon, or if they are traveling around themselves, it's, you know, we can just update them if they're on that mailing list.
And that's always going to be ongoing. So what is the website for Penworks Media?
It's penworksmedia.co.uk.
Simple as that. Very easy.
And then I also have just an Alentria website, which is alentria.com.
Okay.
and that's just kind of like a place you can go. It's a little bit of world enrichment. I'm going to do some updates as well with novella information, but you can see character portraits there, and you can see the map of Alentria, and you know, just links to where you can find the book and more information and social media links and stuff like that.
And that's great, because you can get so much more onto a website than you can get into the pages of a book.
Of course.
Brilliant.
Where can people find you on social media?
So I am on Twitter.
I know your Twitter handle
I'm on Twitter.
Is so cool.
I do tweet. I'm a twit. So my handle there is Dragon Spleen.
Dragon Spleen. Oh, wow. Because Dragon Heart was already taken.
Right. Oh, really?
So was Dragon Speaker.
Oh, no.
And, you know, Dragon Intestine just didn't have the same ring to
it. No, not quite.
So Dragon Spleen it is.
It's memorable.
Yeah.
I think my favorite channel of yours is your Instagram, though.
That's my favorite one, because I, you know, being a visual creative artist and having an eye for things, I just, like, take photos of everything. And then Insta is where I, like, store them.
Okay.
So I'll post, like, and I'm actually pretty good at it. I used to be not good at social media. Like, it was a chore. I didn't know how to do it. I still don't know how to use Snapchat. Like, I can teach myself how to use After Effects and Maya, Autodesk Maya, and, like, I just have no idea how to use Snapchat filters.
I can't get along with even Instagram, but I have got an Instagram. I was ordered to get an Instagram account by a friend of mine. He said, oh, you really have to have an Instagram account.
Am I following you? Are you following me?
I don't think you are, because, I don't know, it's Blue Poppy Publishing is
not
my Instagram.
I can do it right now. I'm official Dragon Speaker. I update.
Well, if you can find me, I should be able to follow you back at the very least.
It's silly, isn't it, how, like, this is important now in this day and age.
Yeah, I understand. I understand that it's teenagers more than anyone else that uses Instagram, and that's why I was told I had to have an Instagram account. No, I don't really care.
I actually do. I love Insta. Like, I was very resistant to Twitter at first. I was really late adapter.
Yeah.
But actually, I've found it quite useful of late. You know, just like these 140 character nuggets of information, like, you know, following American politics. I used to be very dismissive of that, disparaging of, like, you can't fit anything into 140 characters that's worth saying. But actually, like, I was, you know, like, watching the election results in live time on Twitter, and it was like,
yeah, you only need
really useful.
You only need 4 characters to express what you're
doing.
I'm the same. I had a big trouble getting onto Twitter, and now I'm gradually sort of getting used to it. But I had to separate it out, because I didn't want any politics on my Blue Poppy or my author or my radio. So I've got a radio personality. I've got an author. I've got a Blue Poppy publishing, and I've got my real me, which is just an actual egg. It's a photograph of an egg. And
because the Twitter, like, unknown is
the Twitter unknown is just an egg. Okay. But I took a photograph of an egg,
cute,
you know, and that's where I do all my swearing and all my screaming at Trump and things like that. Completely avoiding it. I've just literally given away. Anyway, live on air. Oops, there we go. That's a rule broken. Never mind.
All good.
Thank you so much for coming in. Somehow or other, we've managed to, despite me deleting hundreds of songs from the hour, we've managed to run 5 minutes over the hour. That's how interesting Alana is.
It's been fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you guys for
really,
having me.
Really good.
It's been great to be back.
I'm
going to
rush out and buy the book.
Go to Archangel.
Well, I don't know. I know you like an audio book.
Yes.
I'm thinking maybe you should just hang on and be one of the first people to buy the audio book.
That's not a bad
idea.
We
are going to have a launch event in London. A nice, big, fancy karaoke, I think. Maybe not.
Event.
We're talking about karaoke bars.
Karaoke. Can't make it. Oh, what a show.
Put him right off there mentioning karaoke. Put me off mentioning London. I hate London. I really hate London.
Oh, okay.
I grew up there. Can't stand the place. Right, we must shut up though, and we must move on because well, there's no news obviously because that was 5 minutes ago.
Yeah,
but there is going to be some Talking Heads and some Dua Lipa.